Ladies and gentlemen, we take great pleasure in presenting, in dramatic form, another of the stories especially selected for us by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book Magazine. We are pleased to announce that the publishers of Red Book Magazine have given us special permission to broadcast these stories. Mr. Balmer is here in the studio, and before the story begins, we're going to ask him to tell you something about the author of this story. Mr. Balmer.
Virginia Harner, the author of He Knew Women, is the wife of an associate press correspondent at Bogota, Colombia. That is a city near the equator, but on a mountaintop so high that you freeze by night, though you bake by day under the blazing sun. Virginia Harner was an Illinois girl, suddenly transported to this amazing, exotic city of extremes, where the Spanish and Indians made a miraculous blend of their own. She writes freshly, eagerly, of the things that the tropics and the mountaintops do to Americans, so suddenly transported there. And so we bought this altogether unusual story.
Thank you, Mr. Balmer. Now for the story. Janice Doyle is visiting her friend, Alice Arkwood, in Bogota. Janice has a caller this evening. It is Phil Langley, handsome, athletic, sophisticated. Here they are.
Everyone has asked you how you like Bogota, of course.
Of course. Ask me what part of the States I'm from. Everyone else has.
Don't need to, Janice. I know. I know more than that.
What more, Phil?
Well, you're an expensive child from New York. Your father had an unfortunate experience with the stock market. And a still more unfortunate one with a 40-story window.
And I'm waiting for the estate to be settled, yes?
By the way, what makes your eyes green? And what makes them slant that way?
Kid girl is my younger days. Alice told me you'd be like this. Go away and break the heart of somebody else.
Don't want to break it. Much too difficult. Say, how did we get onto this subject?
I can't imagine.
I'll turn on the Victrola and we'll dance.
Oh, no, not to that awful music.
Awful? When you've been here 6 years as I have, it sounds mighty good.
Domineering sort, aren't you? And you make your living out in the jungle away from white people? It must be hard on the natives.
It is.
Here you are, as they tell me, one of the modern parallels of the old Spanish conquistadors.
Hardly. I merely squeeze oil from the jungle.
Tell me truthfully, what kind of a person are you really?
A hard-boiled romanticist. At your orders, as we say in Spanish.
Is there romance in the jungle, then?
Romance? The dickens. There's hard work and malarial fever.
Oh, here come Alice and Bob.
Back from cards already? Oh, it's late. I must be running.
Hello, Alice.
We're back, Janice. Boring her to death, Phil?
Trying not to, Alice. Good night, Janice.
Good night, conquistador.
Going?
Yes, time to run. Bye-bye.
Good night. You're interested in him. I can see it.
I'm afraid I am, Alice.
Very good. But keep your head.
He'd make such a wonderful character in a book or a play.
He told you about his winning the Croix de Guerre in the World War, I suppose.
Yes. And that's about that Swedish actress of his college days and his bootlegging rum as a ship's purser on the Bahama Run.
Keep your head, Janice. Use Phil as a character in one of your stories if you wish. But guard your emotions.
Why? He's only pleasantly dangerous.
You may be falling in love with him.
Oh, perhaps, Alice.
Don't do it, my dear. We've all been in love with him at one time or another. There is no one else like him.
I can believe that.
No woman will ever catch him, Janice.
Oh, he's a treasure. What Phil would be best in is a play.
Why don't you write one? He would be marvelous.
If I only knew more about him.
Just a minute. I've everything you need. Look, I've kept a record of every witty thing he ever said or did. Here in my diary.
Alice.
Listen. March 1929. I never married. I understand women.
Oh. Tonight he told me he never married because no woman ever understood him.
He did?
Yes. I seem to be an easy mark for old stuff.
All right, you won't be again.
You're right. I'm going to start on that play tomorrow.
Good. You can show him up as he's never been shown up before.
I'll enjoy writing this one. Don't let anything disturb me, will you, Alice?
I won't.
I won't see him again till after it's done.
What are you going to call the play, Janice?
Call it?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Why don't you name it Petrolero?
Petrolero? What does it mean?
The oil man.
Perfect. Tomorrow I start on Petrolero.
It's beautiful out this evening.
Yes.
Why are you so quiet, Janice? You're pensive.
Well, I've reason to be, Phil.
What have you really been doing this past week? I wasn't able to reach you even by telephone.
I was taking a man's soul apart to see what it looked like.
What do you mean?
I was writing a play.
Oh. And whose soul were you tearing apart?
Oh, why, a chap I met a year ago in China.
And that's kept you busy the whole week?
I had a letter to spur me on. The estate is settled. I've inherited $100 bill.
$100? Is that all you have?
That and plane reservations for the coast tomorrow, and passage by boat to New York.
But you're not leaving, Janice.
Well, why should I stay?
Oh, I'll miss you dreadfully.
Oh, no, you won't, Phil. You live only in the present.
Well, that's true, I guess.
There's a millionaire willing to marry me in New York.
Well, that's inducement enough for any woman, I suppose.
Oh, it's going to rain.
One of these sudden tropic showers. Quick, into the left.
Oh, started.
The door there. I have a key.
Thank goodness, I'm simply soaked.
Lucky we were near here.
Where are we, Phil? What house is this? Where have you taken me?
This is where I live. Here, this door is to my quarters. Do you want to go in?
Was it raining outside? Yes.
I have an open fire.
Oh, it's lovely.
Let's see about getting some coffee. Maria, café por dos?
Sí, señor.
You'll have it right away.
The fire feels so good. Tell me, Phil, is poverty a reality?
Nothing is reality. Nothing is permanent, Janice.
Then how do you escape from such a world of impermanence?
Poetry. For instance, I have been faithful to thee, Senora, after my fashion.
Please don't. Please don't. You quoted that line to Alice 3 months after you met her.
Won't you stop throwing my past in my face? Can't you see it's different with you?
No, I can't.
Oh, here's the coffee. Put it down there, Maria.
Si, señor.
One lump or two, Janice?
Two, please.
And you're leaving tomorrow?
Yes.
Let's state a hypothetical case. Suppose you didn't leave. What then?
I might marry...
Who? Me?
Well...
No, Janice. Phil Langley hates responsibility. He's selfish, extravagant. Janice wouldn't want him. Isn't there an alternative?
Yes. I can tear up the reservation and go to the dogs. In a nice ladylike way, of course.
Well, don't you suppose we could arrange to go to the dogs together?
Phil.
All right. I beg your pardon. But listen, I love you, Janice.
This cup, Phil. How many other women have had coffee from it?
Will you get off that subject? The others don't matter. I love you.
I doubt it.
Do you? I'll show you.
Look out, Phil. Don't.
Janice, I love you, I tell you.
Let go of me. Thank you.
Then you are going?
Of course. Before me, there were other women. After me, other women. But you'll never forget me.
I couldn't, Janice.
I'll make sure of that in three ways. No woman will ever drink from that cup again. And this purple robe, into the fire. No woman will ever wear that.
And the third way?
I'll take your soul apart and show it to the world, Phil Langley. You're the only man I ever asked to marry me.
But Janice...
You refused. You'll never be able to forget me, and I'll never forget you.
My dear, you smashed my coffee cup, you burned my robe, and now you're in a fair way to break my heart.
I hate you. Conquistador, goodbye.
This is Mr. Philip Langley speaking. The desk clerk, what do you want? 15 reporters and cameramen to see me? Of course I won't. There must be some mistake. Well, tell them I won't see them. I came to New York for vacation. It's my first trip to the States in years. Well, they must want someone else. There's a mistake, I tell you. One of them slipped by and come up to my room. Well, hold the others. All right. All right. Come in.
You're Phil Langley, aren't you?
Oh, that's what I travel under. What the...
Don't be nervous. Just getting a flashlight picture of you.
Look here, what's this all about? I'm not the Prince of Wales.
Well, you're the guy I want.
What kind of a joke is this?
Hey, what's your reaction to getting back to the States after years spent in the jungle?
That I'd be mighty pleased to have you clear out of here.
She sure hit you right, if anyone ever did.
Who hit me right? What are you talking about?
Oh, come now, don't pretend ignorance. Do you mean to say you really don't know why I'm here?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You mean you say that you don't know why I'm here? Why, there's a play called Petrolero that's taken Broadway by storm?
Well, what of it?
Why, it's a play about realism in South America, and the hero of it is named Phil Langley.
What?
Yes, it's about you, written by Janice Doyle, cream of society, daughter of old J.J.
Ye gods.
Say, where have you been?
Bogota. If I ever get hold of Janice, I'll choke the living daylight out of her.
Why, look out of the window there. There's the sign, the electric sign, Petrolero, flashing now. And here's the ad in the paper, see?
So she likes publicity, does she?
Give me a statement, won't you?
I'll do better than that. I'll give you a story and her the best publicity she ever got, if you'll help me.
Anything for a story, mister, if it's good.
Can you get me a marriage license at this time of night and someone to perform the ceremony?
You bet I can.
Can you turn out a fire company?
Yes, but what for?
For a story, of course.
Well, what's it all about?
The fire company will put a ladder up to the window of Janice Doyle's bedroom. You and I and the preacher and all the other reporters will go up the ladder and into that room.
In her bedroom? Great.
And she'll be offered the chance to marry me in her pajamas. She'll get all the publicity in the world.
I'll say she will.
Well, hurry up before I change my mind. I'm feeling hard-boiled right now.
Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
Say I do.
I guess so.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hold that pose.
Yes, smile, will you?
Now get out of here, all of you.
Well, everyone, a story. A story.
Well, they've gone. Do you think that if I hadn't loved you, you could have escaped from me so easily that night in Bogota?
You acted like it.
Well, I tried to act like a gentleman. And look at what it got me. Public humiliation and a weeping wife. Why did you use my name in that play?
I hoped you'd come back and see it.
Well, I did. But why did you write the play in the first place? Did you hate me so much?
I almost tore it up. It was a choice of showing you to the world or starving to death.
Starving to death? What about the millionaire you were going to marry?
There wasn't any. I only said that to make you jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janice. I didn't know it was that way. I did this tonight to hurt you.
Oh, don't go... Phil!
You can get this annulled tomorrow. It'll help in the box office anyway, so what does it matter?
Oh, no, no. Wait, Phil. Please wait.
For what, Janice?
Oh, you don't understand. I'm only crying because I'm so happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
To marry me?
I love you, Phil. I always have.
Say, maybe I'm not glad you wrote that play.
This story, He Knew Women, by Virginia Harner, was broadcast by special permission of the publishers of Red Book Magazine. Next week, at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another Red Book story in dramatic form. This story was adapted for the radio by Lawrence Holcomb.